The Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast postgame show is brought to you by Triple Threat Sports, Marishka's Restaurant in Crest Hill, Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe, and SeatGiant.com. Let's drop the puck.
Welcome to the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast postgame show with 670 The Score's Jay Zawoski and NBC Chicago's James Naveau.
Welcome into another Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast postgame show. The Blackhawks beat the Rangers 5-2 in one of their better games of the year. Very pleased with the overall effort. Before I get into it, let me introduce myself. My name is Jay Zawoski from 670 The Score. Typically with me is my partner James Naveau. I'm tackling this postgame show by myself with James working late tonight. But like I said, very solid effort. 60 minutes from the Blackhawks, and that's one of the things we haven't seen very often this year is a complete performance start to finish. Jeff Glass got his start again, played very well. A couple things about his game I'm not a huge fan of. His rebound control needs some help for sure, but he makes up for that with his positioning and his kind of net awareness. I like the way he plays. If he could just sort of control those rebounds, it's probably been what's been keeping him out of the NHL all these years. That's sort of the one thing his game really lacks. Overall, though, solid. Outplayed Henrik Lundqvist, which is saying something. And the Hawks outplayed the New York Rangers by a wide margin tonight. A couple things I want to get to in this post-game report. First and foremost, I think the top line tonight of Brandon Saad, Jonathan Toews, and Vincent Hinostroza was outstanding. This is the best Toews and Saad have looked in a long time, and I think if Vinny Hinostroza is going to be in the lineup on a regular basis, this could be the place for him. Richard Panik, a healthy scratch again. He's had a very down year after two pretty good years in a row, but Vinny Hinostroza finds himself in the lineup on the top line, scores a goal, plays very well, has a couple other really good chances that Henrik Lundqvist just gets the better of him on. I really liked what I saw from the top line tonight. I think overall, the way the lines were designed tonight worked very well, too. I like Nick Schmaltz at center. I've always liked Nick Schmaltz at center. I want him to be a center for the Blackhawks. Looked good with Kane and Ryan Hartman. And I think with Hartman playing on the second line lately, he's really looked good lately, too. He's sort of stepped up his game, playing with a little more speed, a little more confidence. And when he's playing that way, he's a much better and more effective player. We saw last year, the first probably three quarters of the season, he was Andrew Shaw minus the stupidity. Then towards the end of the year, started taking some dumb penalties. The scoring started going away. And this year, he's been incredibly inconsistent. Over the last stretch here, even before Christmas, I like what I saw from Ryan Hartman, like what I saw from him tonight. So I think this top six, until Artem Anisimov returns, should be what it is. Of course, you know, everyone knows that listens to this podcast on a regular basis knows I want to see Alex DeBrincat on the top six. However, if the top two lines are going to look as good as they did tonight against a quality opponent, not a great opponent, but a quality opponent and a really good goaltender, I say stick with it until it fails. Like I said, Jonathan Toews, Brandon Saad looked rejuvenated. I don't know if that's playing with Vinny Hinostroza, if that's just a coincidence, but all three forwards played very well tonight, so very pleased with the top line. Nick Schmaltz had some incredible scoring chances. The goal he actually scored on the partial breakaway, he had the presence of mind to drive deep on Lundqvist and put the puck on his backhand, and the puck did get through Lundqvist, but just hit either his skate or the post. Then Mark Stahl pushed into the net, and the puck goes in with Stahl. But a really strong game from Nick Schmaltz. I really love his game at center. I hope that's where he sticks, like I said. And then when Anisimov comes back, you put him at center on that third line, and now you're talking. Now you have some depth up the middle. I know they want to have Schmaltz on the wing. They can play him in the top six that way. But I really would like them to do everything they can to make him a center. And we've talked all year about this year being sort of a developmental year. Right now, they're not a playoff team. And, you know, you're seeing some young players get some playing time. If they continue to sort of play inconsistently, if they continue to not look like a playoff team, I really want to see them stick with Nick Schmaltz. If they get hot and they feel their best chance of getting in the playoffs is playing him at wing, fine. But for the time being, at least until Anisimov is back, I think Schmaltz would be that second line center every night. I think he will be. I really liked his game tonight. Defensively, really strong effort by the whole team. You saw the Rangers struggled to get anything going through the neutral zone. Strong forechecking, strong neutral zone play, like I said. A lot of block shots, not a lot of shot attempts allowed. If I'm looking at the numbers here, let's take a look at the metrics for the game. 5-on-5, the Blackhawks outcoursed the Rangers 62-34. That's a 64.5% clip. Very good. Fenwick 4-41. Fenwick against 23. Just a very, very solid all-around game by the Chicago Blackhawks. A solid way to end a mediocre road trip. Now the Hawks return home for a couple the next couple days. So pretty pleased with the effort tonight. Like I said, not a ton to break down. We just did a full podcast last night. Make sure you check that out. It still stands. I think it still holds up. There was very little specific about the game before. So check out our long podcast from last night, our first of the new year. And we will talk to you again after Friday's game and Sunday's game against the Golden Knights and Oilers, respectively. Until then, my name is Jay Zawoski. This has been the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast postgame show. The Blackhawks beat the Rangers 5-2 at Madison Square Garden. And this podcast has been brought to you by Triple Threat Sports, Chuck's Southern Covers Cafe, Marishka's, and SeatGiant.com. Use promo code Madhouse to check out to save. And remember, a few tickets still remain for our Chicago Wolves event on January 20th. $17 ticket gets you a t-shirt, a koozie, a bag, and a hat, and tickets to the game, obviously. We'd hope to see you out there at the Chicago Wolves game. Check the description of this podcast for a link to buy tickets. But until next time, I'm Jay Zawoski. Thanks for listening to the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast.